Jason Dede and Sandy Golston back with you from Ferris State University's Top Taggart Field, where it's gone final this afternoon. Michigan Tech has beaten the Bulldogs 28-16, final home game of the season for Ferris State. The Bulldogs conclude the 2010 campaign next Saturday at Midland, a game you'll hear with Sandy Golston and Rob Bentley. It's a noon kickoff next week from Hance Field over in Midland. Sandy, today Ferris State did a lot of things very good, but unfortunately it was those few times that they didn't execute that end up being the difference in this contest.
It really was, and you know, we said it so often during the game, and the margin between victory and defeat sometimes in the GLIAC is very small. And people will look at the score and say 28-16, Michigan Tech won fairly comfortably. But, you know, we were here and we saw the opportunities that Ferris had, and we saw how close they were to being able to be that victorious team. But, again, you know, a missed field goal here, a missed field goal there, a mishandled punt, a botched extra point attempt, a missed, you know, these things add up over the course of a game. And unfortunately for the Bulldogs, they did not add up to a victory. For Michigan Tech, they did. And the large group of Michigan Tech fans that came to Big Rapids, they were treated to a nice victory, and a victory that keeps their team really within playoff contention here. And you can see some of the seniors really just a tough one for some of the seniors there. You can see Leon Curry like right there in the middle of the field. And
he's having just a quiet personal moment. Last time he'll play as a college athlete on the turf here at Top Taggart. And that's I look at Leon Lang out there, and you know, you get the feeling realization has just set in for Mr. Curry, and likely for the other 10 seniors who played their last home game in the Crimson and Gold today for Ferris State. Not the way they wanted it to end here at home, but we'll take a moment again to mention those 11 players who played in their final home contest today. Keenan Bowman, Brian Bush, Leon Curry, Jacob Moreno, Aaron Ullman, Matt Ryan, Matt Schulke, Scott Shattuck, Joe Voiles, Chad Wilson, and Chris Wilson, all of them given a lot of themselves over the years here at Ferris State University, and certainly they have none of them have any reason to hang their heads as they left their all out on the field. It's cliched, but it's true.
It really is, and this is what you play for, to put yourself in positions like this where you're a senior and you play college football, and the amount of time that you invest in college football and being a student athlete, and you know, you really you want to go out with the best possible performance that you can muster, and certainly was not the best performance we've seen from this Bulldog team this year, and really probably a disappointing way for them to end this season, or at least the home portion of their season. So it's one that they're going to have to live with for now, and have an opportunity to bounce back next week and to secure a winning season as they go on the road to Midland to face Northwood.
And Sandy, bittersweet here for me as well, as it concludes our football broadcasting season for 2010. You and Rob will close out the year next week at Midland, but this will be my final game of the season. And as always, my partner, I thank you for being alongside and bringing your excellent insight and analysis to our broadcasts, and really making it making me sound good more often than I probably deserve.
Well, I think it's mutual. I think you guys do a good job, you and Rob both, and it's always great to work with you here in these home games, and you do a good job of setting the table for me, and I think we complement each other pretty well, and we've had some good broadcasts. We've had some good ones here this season, and we've had some tough ones. You know, we had a good one against Saginaw Valley. That was a very exciting game, and we had a tough one against Grand Valley a couple weeks back, and but you know what? We keep coming back because we love what we do, and it's fun to be a part of Bulldog football in our way.
Absolutely. Thanks, partner.
All right. Thank you.
We'll check the scoring in this game now. In the first half, it was Michigan Tech on the game's opening offensive series. The Huskies go 63 yards in four plays, capped off by a 7-yard touchdown pass from Steve Short to Brian LaChapelle. The point after was good, and it was 7-0 Michigan Tech. The Bulldogs answered with 5:30 to go in the first. Tom Schneider takes it in from 29 yards out. That was the 12th play of an 84-yard drive that took over 4 minutes. The point after wasn't ever kicked. The holder not able to get a handle on the snap, and actually ended up with Porter attempting a pass that was incomplete. So after all is said and done, it's 7-6 Michigan Tech at that juncture. The Bulldogs, however, take the lead before the first quarter comes to a close as Catlin Porter connects on a 23-yard field goal. That was a 51-yard drive that took almost 3.5 minutes and 7 plays, and Ferris State led it at the end of the first quarter by a score of 9-7. In the second quarter, Michigan Tech went back in front. Steve Short, a 2-yard run. That was capping off a 7-play, 51-yard drive. The point after was good, and it was 14-9, Michigan Tech. The Huskies expanded their lead with 4:09 to go in the first half. Matt Curtin on the receiving end of a 9-yard pass from Short. The Catalino point after was good. That was a 7-play, 40-yard drive set up by a Bulldog turnover, and that made it 21-9, Michigan Tech. The Bulldogs got the football to begin the second half and did exactly what they needed to do. Ferris State went 83 yards in 8 plays before Tom Schneider punched it in from a yard out, and the Sean Snore point after was good, and the Bulldogs trailed it by 5, 21-16. Ferris State with opportunities then as the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. The Bulldogs with a costly turnover in that second half, which Michigan Tech was then able to turn into a touchdown. That was a big blow for Ferris State. Also, the Bulldogs missing on a field goal attempt as well. Bulldogs getting deep into Michigan Tech territory and coming up without any points on 2 occasions in this game. And Michigan Tech iced it with 2:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Short takes it in from 3 yards out. That finishes off an 8-play, 69-yard drive that took over 4.5 minutes. The point after was good. It made it 28-16, and the final score was 28-16. Michigan Tech prevails. The Bulldogs now 5-5 overall, 5-4 in conference play. The Huskies 7-2 overall and 7-2 in the GLIAC. They return home with playoff hopes still alive. They'll host Northern Michigan next weekend. The Bulldogs conclude the season on the road at Northwood next week. Rob and Sandy will have that action right here on your station for Bulldog football, Y102. Some of the final statistical numbers: the Bulldogs compiled 318 yards of total offense. Michigan Tech, 392 yards of offense. The Huskies did it again. They get over 300 on the ground. They finish with 301 yards rushing on 51 carries, 91 yards through the air. The Bulldogs get 115 yards on the ground and 203 through the air. The Huskies, certainly of concern to them is the status of Phil Milbrath, their standout running back, who left this game in the second quarter with injury and did not return. Time of possession goes the way of Michigan Tech, 34-46 to 25-14. Bulldogs were 50% on third down conversions, converting on 7 of 14 opportunities. Meanwhile, they limited Michigan Tech to just 5 of 15 on third downs. The Bulldogs put the ball on the turf 5 times in this game, losing one of them, and that proved to be especially costly because Michigan Tech turned that into a touchdown. Will Miles did have a nice interception for Ferris State in this game, his fourth over the course of the last 2 games. Dwayne Williams ends up being their leading rusher for the Dogs, 6 carries for 37 yards. Skyler Stoker had 8 carries for 33 yards. Schneider, 13 carries for 24 yards. Mike Ryan carried it once. He had 20 yards. Schneider, 17 of 29 with no interceptions and no touchdowns. He was sacked 4 times in the game today. Mike Ryan had 8 catches for 97 yards. Chris Wilson, 3 grabs for 37 yards. Damian Miller had a catch before he left the game. We did not see any Damian Miller in the second half here. He got banged up at the end of the first half. Short, an efficient day, 9 of 20. Took care of the football for the most part. I wouldn't say efficient at 9 of 20, but he did what he needed to do. He was only sacked once, he was intercepted once, and threw 2 touchdown passes. Meanwhile, Milbrath has 115 yards, all in basically the first quarter on 13 carries. Short had 61 yards on 10 carries. Cedric Barber touched it 13 times for 60 yards, and Akeem Kaysan had 34 yards on 10 carries. Leading receiver Pat Carroll had 3 grabs for Michigan Tech for 40 yards. Curtin and LaChapelle with 2 catches and a touchdown each in the contest. Matt Ryan finishes with 15 tackles for Ferris State as his great season continues. Manir Bawaya had 9 tackles, Elias and Marino with 8 tackles each. Armstrong and Vandenberg, the leading tacklers for the Huskies, they have 9 each. Chet White finishes with 8, Coughlin had 5. The final score from Top Taggart Field today, Michigan Tech 28, Ferris State 16. Thank you for tuning in to Bulldog Football today on Y102. Also want to extend thanks to our engineer back at the studio, Molly. And we hope that you'll join Rob and Sandy next Saturday from Midland. It's a 12 o'clock kickoff against the Northwood Timberwolves as Ferris State looks to get a winning record on the 2010 season. They'll need a victory next week to make that happen. For Sandy Golston, I'm Jason Dede, wishing you a fine afternoon and reminding you, Bulldog Hockey tonight. Ferris State goes for the sweep against the number one team in the nation, the Miami Redhawks. A 3-2 win for the Dogs last night. They're going to try again tonight. The puck drops at 7:05 at the Abel Glaben Ice Arena. Tickets still available. Get them before the game at the Ice Arena ticket office. If you can't make it in person, join Dominic Hennig with the call on WWBR 100.9 FM. He'll have your pregame and all your game and postgame coverage there on Big Country 100.9 FM. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for joining us.